After day one, 50 photographs, images, and about 17 odd interviews, plus, of course, the royal visit, you think, can it get any better? Of course it can, because day two launches with Judy Thompson, press office extraordinaire at the Great Yorkshire Show. How are you, Judy?
I'm fine, thanks, Alex.
Yesterday, you know, just what we thought, you can't constantly improve on greatness and wonder. It was a fantastic day, went so smoothly, so excellently, obviously. Prince Charles, the Duchess of Cornwall, a sensational day. I mean, you must be very pleased when everything works according to plan.
Yes, it went really well. They certainly seemed to enjoy themselves, and the crowd loved it. I mean, you probably saw for yourself, Alex, there were just hundreds and hundreds of people waiting to wave at them and see them walk by.
Two of our reporters yesterday were, they're still actually talking about it. Even when we got back to Lincoln last night, Sue Royce, who actually had a few words with Prince Charles, he commented on her hat, asked whether it was Australian. She said no, it wasn't. And fun times had by all. And our very junior reporter, 5-year-old Bridget Royce, obviously with her mother, an unforgettable experience. And that's what it's all about, really.
It is. I mean, Bill Cowling, our show director, steps down after 10 years as heading up the Great Yorkshire Show. And if you ask him, he'll say his highlight is always meeting the royal visitors.
Awesome. But of course, today it's Blue Peter. I mean, just when you think you ratchet the level up yet again, and the one show.
Exactly. Yeah, we're delighted. We've got the two Blue Peter presenters with us. I think Barney is going to try his hand at showing sheep, and Radzi is actually going to have a go at One Man and His Pig. So, and then we've got the one show live between 7 and 8 tonight, which will be tremendous.
It's the sort of thing that John Noakes will be proud of, in more ways than one, really, from that point of view. Of course, the fashion show could use lots of other sort of fantastic material that's around. It's also the debut today of another one of our young reporters from the Lincoln area, which she's not doing Duke of Edinburgh award packages and all sorts of other areas. That, of course, would be the wonderful Eva MacDonald. Eva, questions for Judy.
Have you had any highlights at the moment for the show?
I think, as we've said, the highlight's always got to be the royal visit, because yes, it's not everybody that gets to meet the Prince of Wales Duchess of Cornwall. So that was a highlight for me yesterday.
Always cracking stuff there. Looking, of course, to tomorrow, a bit of a bittersweet day, I would have thought, for Thursday, because it will be, after 10 years, the official handover. Bill moves into a new sort of part of the whole sort of Great Yorkshire history in many ways, because, of course, we had the official unveiling of the portrait on Monday, the press preview thing, and a new incoming honorary show director.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Thursday evening sees the closing ceremony with a handover from Bill to Charles Mills, who, as you say, will be taking over. But we're not letting Bill go. He'll still be very much involved in the Yorkshire Agricultural Society.
I would hope so, Judy, because obviously, I mean, Charles will have to take over some sort of interviewing routines, because our pre-shows, both the Countryside Live and beyond, of course, you know, they've become sort of part and parcel of the whole package.
That's right, yes. I think Charles is looking forward to it. So he tells me, anyway.
We don't bite. You should know that, Judy.
That's right. But he comes from the same background as Bill, in that he's also a farmer. So, you know, the heart of the Great Yorkshire Show is always the farming. So it's great to know it's obviously in safe hands.
We've had a brief snapshot. I mentioned, of course, some of the fun things that were around. Again, I think it was nice to see the clangers in full force yesterday, plus, of course, Sean the Sheep and so on. But quite apart from that, obviously the agricultural side of things is very much the fore here. I mean, we were talking with Bill a few weeks ago about the black grass seminar that's taking place. We've been hearing this morning coming up from our colleagues at BBC York about, obviously, the dairy conditions, etc. But you really have got it right here. I mean, much as the Lincolnshire Show actually is learning considerably. I was talking about this, in fact, with Jane Southall, and I think one of the best decisions we made actually was to actually get some of the Lincoln folk up here to see how it should be done at the Great Yorkshire Show. Sorry, Lincoln, but it's fitting together very nicely.
I think the Lincoln Show is an absolutely amazing show. You've got a lovely, lovely showground and lots to see. I think we can all learn from each other, but it's great we all work together. You know, we're here to promote farming, whether we're in Lincolnshire, Kent, Cornwall or Scotland, so...
Eva, of course, you're a regular at the Lincolnshire Show, attended most of those with your family and various other bits and pieces. This is your first ever Great Yorkshire Show, though.
Yes, I don't think I've been here before, so unless I've forgotten, yes, it's the first time.
So as a trained opera singer, young opera singer, etc., what other sort of lines would you like to... I mean, what advice would you seek from Judy at this stage?
What to look out for, really.
I think you should go to the food hall, but go there early, because it's so popular, it gets very, very busy. So go there early, have a look, and buy then. Don't think, oh, I'll come back for that, because I might not be there.
Indeed, sir. And I say some of the cheese is absolutely astounding as ever. Heaps of other good stuff. Congratulations once again. I'll say that, but even though it's only halfway through the actual show. Judy, you've done a fantastic job. And we look forward to touching base, obviously, Countryside Live. Let's give a shameless plug to Countryside Live.
Yes, we've got our autumn event coming up. I think it's the, oh gosh, 17th and 18th of October. So, yes, once we've put the Great Yorkshire to bed, it'll be cracking on with that.
And, of course, Great Yorkshire Show 158, 2016.
That's right, yes. It's only a year away.
There are certain wonderful folk who we obviously connect with on a regular basis, really. And one of those newbie regulars, if that's not a tautology, is the fabulous Peachy Belt store with the fabulous Zoe. Zoe, how are you?
Very well indeed. Yeah, delighted to be back here at Great Yorkshire Show.
Was it last year we met here for the first time, or was it Burley or Bramham?
I do Burley each year, but I think it was here last year, which was our first year at Great Yorkshire.
And it's the fifth year, of course, for the country living extravaganza that we've got here. Clearly, the range that you've got here remains as quality as ever. Would you like to explain, for the benefit of our listener and Eva, what it is that you actually focus on?
Absolutely. Very high quality Italian leathers, from which we have made here in the UK a range of detachable buckle belts. And we've done some lovely new ones this year, which we again get made here from solid brass and pewter. Our bit buckle, our fish hook buckle, our cartridge buckle, all great favourites here and amongst the customers who came along to Great Yorkshire yesterday.
Eva.
So what sort of belts do you have for sale?
Primarily jeans belts. The option with them is that you can take the ordinary buckle off and put a more decorative buckle on. So it gives people the flexibility of having an everyday buckle on their belt or dressing it up with some Swarovski for evening.
Yes, I was just looking at this. They're very nice, aren't they? What sort of material are they, did you say?
It's all Italian leather that we, as I say, get made up here in the UK. So they're leather-lined and they're stitched. But we do keep it very classic and then give people the option of buying new buckles to change the look of their belts should they choose to.
Of course, so you actually have moved position, because I think you were in on one of the side routes. Yes, indeed. In fact, you're not very close to Johnny Beardson last year, possibly next door neighbours, if I recall.
We were indeed, absolutely. Yeah, no, we've taken the corner stand this year because we needed a little bit more space. But we had a great day yesterday and saw a lot of customers who came along last year and came back yesterday to buy new buckles. So that's exactly the idea of it. And certainly the Yorkshire customers came along and did that.
Zoe, with Peachy Belts, you're bringing civilisation to the west of Yorkshire, clearly.
Certainly like to try, and it's a joy that the customers like the product so much. So long may it last.
You wouldn't want to have those jeans falling down at inopportune moments, and don't get me started on jodhpurs. Best way to actually reach you if they're not around at the Great Yorkshire Show, or they don't, presumably you'll be at Burley Neck this coming
we'll
year.
We'll certainly be at the Great the Game Fair and at Burley Horse Trials, but we sell online at www.peachybelts.co.uk.
We usually cover the game fair, actually, but I think we might have to miss Harewood House this year. Nevertheless, Zoe, as ever, a delight. We'll hopefully catch up at Burley.
Indeed. Magic. Very nice to see you again. Thank you.
Clearly, Brooks, and before Brooks, of course, Guy Foreman would be most concerned if we didn't feature, when we're in the Country Living Stand, Ostrich to Love. And we're delighted now to speak to...
Bob Grierson.
And...
Sarah Sharpley.
Excellent. Bob, Ostrich to Love, nothing to do with burgers, sticking your heads in sands, dealing with football managers who actually sort of used to manage Leicester City. What's it all about with Ostrich to Love?
It's all about Oudtshoorn, which is the place where more ostriches are bred than anywhere else in the world. And the best fashion products, handbags and accessories you can get made out of ostrich, real ostrich.
So it's quite literally any sort of ostrich material that's actually there in every sense of the word, but not burgers, obviously.
Absolutely. We avoid the burgers, yeah.
It wouldn't fit. So how did you first come up with the whole notion of ostriches in general?
It's a very South African film thing. South Africa is the centre of ostrich farming in the world. They make the most wonderful ostrich fashion products. The designers buy the skins and take them to Italy, where they fashion them into beautiful bags. We actually get the locals to do it in South Africa. So we're running a completely sustainable and fairly traded business.
It's eco-friendly as well.
Very eco-friendly. We're very conscious of those sort of things. We don't take anything we think is, not being farmed.
Eva.
How long has Ostrich been running then?
We've been running for 3 years, and in those 3 years we now import more ostrich than anyone else in the country. Fashion, that is. And the web's doing very well, so we're thrilled with the business.
And have you been at the Great Yorkshire Show before? Is this your debut?
This is our debut, and we're loving it. People are fantastic, genuinely fantastic.
Well, we like to think we always bring the very best in Yorkshire from that point of view. It's a matter of course. Now, coming up, of course, we've got things like the Harewood House Game Fair, CLA Game Fair. We've obviously got the upcoming Burley Horse Trials. Will we be seeing you at those events as well?
You certainly will be seeing us at Burley because we're actually based in Stamford. So Burley for us is our local, our large local fair. We've got a big following there and we have a large stand in Country Living. And we always do very well there and a lot of our clients come and see us at Burley.
So clearly, just like us really, Lincolnshire-based, because the Burley horse trials have become critical from that point. We came up from Lincoln today, actually.
Did you? How was the weather?
Terrible.
Oh, God.
But we brought the best to Yorkshire. That's the important thing. So, yeah. And besides, with the wonderful marquee you've got here for Country Living, what's not to love? Got to ask the question, have you managed to meet Brooks as yet? Has he put in an appearance, the manager, or has he headed off? Have we heard Brooks?
No, Brooks, bless him, has moved on.
He has moved on. Yeah. I heard this. I heard a rumour he moved on, and obviously he has.
We miss him, because he was damn good.
Well, I also like Guy Foreman as well. I think Guy Foreman also headed out, didn't he?
They're all doing their own thing.
Unbelievable. But clearly, Ostrich Love continues to grow from strength to strength. The web address for the company?
Is www.ostrich2love.co.uk.
And hopefully we'll catch up in Burley.
Look forward to it.
So, Eva, we've reached the stage that Judy Thompson, press officer, we must go to before the assembled hordes of the general public descend. It's the food hall. We're now speaking to mercersofyorkshire.co.uk's very own...
Paul Mercer.
They legendary.
Absolutely.
No relation to Joe Mercer, the former Manchester City youth manager?
Not, no, or the singer. Oh, no. There aren't many of us about, though.
No, but those that are perfectly formed, Joe. Paul, I should say. Yeah. Moving on, you've got here a range of wonderful, delightful, savouries, tastes, etc. You've got the catch line, spread the love.
Absolutely.
What's it all about?
It's all about premium food in jars, fine food in jars, jams, chutneys, mayonnaises, curds. You name it, if it goes in a jar, we make it. It's all handmade in York.
Which, again, is good on so many ways. It's just unbelievable. Now, Eva, as a young trainee opera singer, obviously vocals, very important. What advice would you give her in terms of the best sort of thing that she should use? Just sort of keep those,
she needs
those
to cleanse the palate, doesn't she? There's something nice and sharp like a lemon cheese, I think.
You're a lemon cheese person?
Yeah, I could try some, yeah.
Are we okay for a quick test?
You certainly are,
okay.
Let me just grab a jar.
That's okay. That's working our way through this whole process. Meanwhile, we obviously sort of promote the fact that Mercers of Yorkshire will doubtless have a website. Paul, the website will be?
It's actually the-mercers.com.
Excellent. That's great. See, multitasking. You can actually sort of give the website and sort out a taste test as well from that perspective. And you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM in association with multivits.co.uk. Eva is about to actually take the challenge here, so it's all going to be good.
I'll let you try two. There's a lemon, and then we've just launched the passion fruit curd as well. Okay. So if you go for the lemon first, and then have a try of the passion fruit.
Just skip it out.
Stick it on a cracker.
So we're always concerned about the etiquette of tasting, Paul.
Just... Do you want me to give you a hand? Yes. If I take the spoon...
I'll hang on to the program. We'll sort it out from that point of view.
Right, stick some of that on there. There you go.
This, of course, is always the critical thing.
It's lemon cheese.
It's early in the morning. Prince Charles doesn't realise what he's missed on this basis. Yeah. But anyway, he's working through this. And this, of course, is the critical sort of thing. Now we get it. Is it a positive thing?
It's nice. Yeah, I like it.
That's one from that point of view. And
now fruit curds. Now this is a brand new one we've just launched. And the nice thing about this is we put seeds in it as well. Let me give you a seed on there because you get a bit of a double texture. You get the. Sharpness of the fruit and the sweetness of the fruit, but then you get a bit of a crunch with the seed as well.
There's just no end to the magic that you're bringing us, really.
You do. I can taste it. It's very nice.
Thank you.
So it's a win-win situation. Marks out of 10, Eva?
Oh, I think 10.
Oh, there we are. Very much. How kind.
And I can say, Paul, Eva does not give 10 out of 10 for just anybody.
I just feel so much better already for a first comment of the morning.
In terms of obviously working through this, was it diversification that brought you to develop this particular company? Was it a case of you'd always had a passion for different kind of preserves and so on?
I've always been into cooking in quite a big way, and it wasn't any diversification at all, really. No, we just launched the brand and went for it, and we're out there in all the farm shops, delis, butchers, some of the supermarkets on a regional basis, things like that, yeah.
I think you obviously must be a shoo-in for next year's Lincolnshire show, if not the Yorkshire show. You know, I mean, how's it been going for yourself? I mean, obviously it's the 157th Great Yorkshire Show. You haven't done all of those, but are you a relative newbie to the Great Yorkshire?
No, we've been doing this one for about 4 or 5 years now.
It's our fault we haven't come to you before, clearly.
There you go, absolutely, yeah. So hopefully you'll come back next year.
I think so. In fact, actually, we should really do a location report with your good self and hopefully see how it's actually made. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's been fabulous. A reminder, of course, it's the usual 3 W's, mercersofyorkshire.co.uk to actually find out more. Any other questions, Eva?
No, I think that's it. I was just admiring how nice the food is here. And
And the range, quite literally, is phenomenal.
Very broad range. Too broad, some would say.
When you actually have Cornish Cheese Company written and emblazoned upon your upper breast pocket, you obviously must be a very important person, Eva.
Oh, yes, I hope so.
And such a very important person is?
Philip Stansfield.
Philip, good to connect with a good self. Now, your team there who are watching on us, kind of like a studio audience, kind of giving two thumbs up to seeing their man doing the business, were very keen to saying you are the person to speak to when it comes to the Cornish Cheese Company. So share with us, what's it all about?
They've only put me in the spotlight because they're a bit shy. Cornish Cheese Company, it's all about, we're dairy farmers in Cornwall who diversified into cheese production, and we make a cheese called Cornish Blue.
Now, clearly from the West Country, you don't sound as if you've got a West Country accent. Were you somebody who was actually on a civilising mission to Cornwall to actually sort them out there?
You're dead right. I spent the first 37 years of my life in Cheshire, and we've been in Cornwall now nearly 20 years.
Yeah, you see, Cheshire civilises Cornwall. Sorry, I'm only kidding. From your own point of view, have you always been a cheese aficionado?
No, not at all. We started making cheese in July 2001, and before then I knew nothing about cheese apart from the chaps I went to college with who worked in the cheese dairy.
And obviously the company is a tremendous success. Eva?
Well, I see you're named Cornish. Do you go anywhere else apart from Yorkshire or...?
Oh, possibly Cheshire.
No, we do actually. We go to the Cheshire show. We go around all the major agricultural shows that are connected with cheese, where there's a cheese event and there's a very good cheese show here.
Were you at the Lincolnshire show?
No, we weren't actually.
That's outrageous. Clearly, it's their loss.
Definitely. We tend to use the shows as a bit of a PR machine. Really, we get out there, we show our brand, people can taste the cheese, and hopefully they can go and buy it through all our outlets throughout the country.
Now, yesterday we were checking out our colleagues from Neil's Yard, of course, based in London, but up in the cheese area. Prince Charles, I believe, made a beeline for the cheese area. Did he manage to pass your good self by with Cornish Blue? Because obviously there's a connection there. Duchess of Cornwall, see where we're going with that?
He didn't on this occasion.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. He didn't on this occasion, but whenever he comes to Cornwall, he always asks for Cornish Blue, and he always takes some Cornish Blue home with him.
I would have thought so, he can recognise quality. It's nice to know the heir to the throne still has that. And finally, the web address. How can people get in touch with your good self? Do you do mail order?
Yeah, we do mail order. It's www.cornishcheese.co.uk, and our full range of cheeses is on the website there.
Very impressed with the fact you've done the interview with mug of coffee in hand, double tasking. Who says that men can't multitask?
Definitely.
On day one of the Great Yorkshire Show, Dylan Rice with, of course, Sue Rice and Bridget Rice were singing the praises of the fabulous Yorkshire's original rapeseed oil, and indeed the wonderful ladies who were behind the counter there, of course, one of whom is...
Sally Ann Kilby.
And Sally Ann, you are on such top form, etc., extolling their health virtues, everything else. He then went off to try pork scratchings. You go figure. It's okay. We did that piece. But anyway, talk us through, and for Eva's benefit as well, what you've actually got here.
Well, on the stand today we've got various different infused oils. We have the plain oil, the smoked, the lemon, chilli, rosemary and garlic, and the cracked black pepper. So it covers the wide range of things from cooking, baking with your lemon oil, to your roast potatoes and vegetables with your rosemary and garlic. Then we've also got the salad dressings, the sugar-free mayonnaises, and the vinegars, truffle oil, and the new spray oils, which we're very fortunate to have been recognised by Slimming World.
It's just a win-win situation.
It is.
Eva?
I was just admiring the food, and how long have you been running?
We've been manufacturing the oil. We are farmers, and we've been manufacturing the oil for 9 years. We've grown rape since the 1980s, so we knew what we were doing with that. But 9 years ago, we started to produce the cold-pressed rapeseed oil, and things have grown since then, a bit like Topsy.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
And the health-giving virtues, obviously, I noticed the sugar-free mayo is on offer as well.
It is. I'm diabetic, so we wanted something that I could eat, and there isn't really another mayonnaise on the market which is completely sugar-free, hence the reason why we've made this one.
So once again, the web address for people to actually access more details about this fabulous company.
And the web address is www.yorkshiresoriginal.co.uk.
And yesterday, obviously great fun with respect to not only the Moomins on site, not the Moomins, the Clangers, but Prince Charles as well. Sorry, I wanted to get them both into the same sentence. Today, of course, we've got Blue Peter. We've got all sorts of other bits and pieces happening. Do you think day two will just get even better than day one?
I sincerely hope so. Yesterday was a brilliant day for us, and it would be fantastic if we could break all records today.
Well, you see, we've tried to help that by doing the interview with you again for the whole sort of sequence. So there we are, just proving that your quality will stand.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, whether it's the London Boat Show or whether it's the CLA Game Fair, there are certain things which become staples of some of our outdoor on-location audio postcards, and one of those happens to be the Telegraph online newspaper and apps, and we're delighted to be able to welcome from the Telegraph stand the truly wonderful sales girl who is...
Jan Agrier.
Jan, excellent stuff. I'm presuming... Did we get the title right there? What's the official title you have?
I'm just team leader here today.
Team leader for the Telegraph stand. So share with us, apart from the magical thing that you can get, not only a Great Yorkshire Show Telegraph 2015 official once-in-a-lifetime bag, but you also get the Telegraph as well. You get other things as well?
Yeah, we're doing some free gifts today. So we're selling the paper at a normal price, but we just kind of go show to show and do sort of show special. So people kind of come to recognise our souvenir bags. You've seen them carrying around from previous years.
They are actually collector's items. Eva?
Have you had any highlights at the moment?
Just chatting to people, actually. People have been really lovely and everyone's in really good merriment because obviously it's lovely weather. And yes, it's been really nice just sort of chatting to everyone and seeing how the days are going.
Well, if memory serves, you actually have exactly the same location of the stand that a couple of years ago was occupied by Leaping Lorenzo and his sort of service. I don't know if you've actually seen any horses diving through the Telegraph. Who knows what could happen, really?
Yeah, we do have one stand by the main ring as well, so... Yeah, so we do that one.
And are you a regular at the Great Yorkshire Show? Is this your first time from your own point of view?
This is my second or third. Second, I think, yeah. So been here a few years ago. We were here a few years ago as well when it was just, I think it just rained the whole week, didn't it? But luckily we've had better fortune this year.
We always make sure that's sorted through from that point of view. And do you kind of follow the things through Yorkshire? Will you end up at the London Boat Show? Will you be doing all sorts of things as well?
Yeah, we do sorts of things. So we do Henley, we do Tatton, we do lots of the flower shows. So we did Hampton Court a few weeks ago. And you actually see a lot of people that go sort of between the shows as well. So you have people who are like, oh, is it Hampton last week? And you're like, oh, yeah. So.
And a name check for some of your team, would you like, as team leader? Because obviously it's nice to keep the team happy if you can remember their names.
So it's just Eve, Michelle and Catherine all here today. So yeah,
thumbs we're up all round. Exactly. Happy people, morale-boosting people. It's very important. And you can even go and get the Telegraph as well. Fantastic stuff.
Got some morning reading, there you go.